crows and tumbleweeds are the only movement you'll see on Superior's streets. There is no traffic, no police, and no answer on the telephones at City Hall or the Anchor Bar. Health officials in full hazmat gear have arrived, but State Representative Nick Milroy says they won't find anyone. The town's 27,000 inhabitants fled en masse after Friday's snowstorm, putting winter snowfall at 104 inches with a record 75 days with below zero temperatures. Milroy says the last storm was like a dog whistle from Arizona.
A change of scenery might do us good, and they thought a mass exodus out of here is the answer to this crazy weather.
Smuggling 27,000 pale people into Arizona is no easy task. Milroy asked the Republican leadership for tanning booth expenses, but that was rejected because it would help out-of-state interests.
There's a lot of spray tan booths on the way down, so I think we're going to have to be real creative.
Douglas County Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler says Arizona has erected a snow fence and is turning away northern refugees, but he says Superiorites have chucked their cheese heads.
Well, you know, we're wearing our hats backwards. We're going to want to take our cheese curds and that kind of stuff with us, so we've talked about how you can hide those inside your door panels and under your spare tire in the trunk.
Meanwhile, state health officials fear this endless winter shock syndrome is highly contagious. In flyovers on this 1st of April of Wausau, Stevens Point, and Eau Claire, they've seen no signs of life, although they say that's normal for Wausau. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.